Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. We're at Bowser Chevy here in Monroeville, Studio B, the studio they built just for us, and it's time to talk football. Yes, the Pirates somehow keep stealing headlines here, but Chris Hoke, Bob Pompiani are back in the home studio. So we got four, the fearsome foursome here. Start talking some football. Hokey, how are you, my friend? Long time no speak.
Man, I'm excited to be here, Starkey. It's fun to be, and I get all four of you guys, man. So it's a great day to kick off the 2024 campaign.
You could even say it's increnculent if you wanted.
It's very increnculent.
Thank you.
It's such a weird word. I can't even say it.
I want to be increnculent.
Did you know that Bob commissioned a song about that word, Paul?
No, I did not know that.
Is it? Can I find it on Apple
Limits,
Music?
Limits may be able to find it. Look in
Horses. We had it in there. Tim Stevens put it together, and he was enamored with the word, and he made a really nice song.
Absolutely brilliant. Listen, we could start with a lot of things here. Let's get right to the biggest story of all, and I don't think it's close. Is Russell Wilson still any good? Have they upgraded the quarterback position? Do you, Hokey, and I ask this respectfully, and it's an honest question, do you think Russell Wilson will be better than what Mason Rudolph was late in the year for them?
You're putting me in the corner right away, man, with this Mason Rudolph question.
Yes, sir.
I thought Mason looked really good, right? He had that bad pick in the playoffs, but he was 3-0 in the final three games of the year, got him into the playoffs. And so I look at this thing. Let me answer the question this way. I think Russ Wilson is an upgrade from where Kenny Pickett was. I've watched him over training camp. I watched him this week in practice. He throws a nice ball and throws it on time. He's professional. He gets in and out of the huddle. He does a great job of running that offense. I think he's just a pro's pro. I have not seen enough of him, Starkey, to answer your question. He's only played a few snaps in the preseason games. In that last game against the Lions, he played against the JV team and those couple drives that he had. So really, right now, like we've talked about in years past, September is our preseason. A lot of these teams keep their starters out. They don't play a lot of those guys. And so I think the story is still being written on Russ Wilson, but I'll tell you this. He throws a nice ball. He throws it on time. He's a great leader. I just want to see, is he going to be able to manipulate the pocket, get out of the pocket, step up into those open pass lanes and throw the ball? And I don't know if he can do that right now. So we'll find out.
So just to be clear, I should add on to that. You prefer him to the Justin Fields option, yes?
I think right now, yes. I want to see. I'm concerned about the offensive line and protecting him. And I feel like if he doesn't have protection from the offensive line and a clean pocket, he's going to struggle to step up and throw the football. I mean, he's 5'11". Looks shorter than that when you see him in person. He's got 6'5 guys in front of him. And if there's not a pocket that he can step up to and throw and they're not back in his hips, he may struggle.
Paul?
Well, no, one of the things about the quarterback spot, it's been so all-encompassing, Chris. Have we not talked nearly enough about the offensive line, a unit that is going to start the season with, and it's, I've read this off a few times, I'll read it for you. They're going to start the season with a guy at left tackle who's been so mediocre, they've been trying to get rid of him since pretty much his first start. A guy at left guard who is a seventh-round pick making his second start, or making who played a total of two offensive snaps last year. A guy at center who is making his first career NFL start because he's a rookie. Pretty decent right guard who's been, you know, the solid veteran's been sure. Around the 32, 33 games or whatever he started. And then a right tackle who's in his second year, who's better off at left tackle,
yeah.
And who didn't exactly look great in the preseason. I mean, isn't that the unit we should be most focused on?
There's no question about it. And I think how successful they are will dictate how successful Russ Wilson is at quarterback. And you're right. First of all, I want to talk about Dan Moore Jr. I think this narrative that he can't get it done. Listen, we've drafted two first-round draft picks. Those guys can't unseat him. So that's got to tell you something. Everybody wants to say, oh, when he leaves here after – when he's a free agent, he's going to make a ton of money. That tells you he's a good left tackle. Why is he mediocre? I think that's a narrative coming out of the South Side.
Does that tell you more about him or them?
I think a little bit of both.
That makes me worried about them. This guy gave up 56 pressures last year, Hokie.
Listen, he's done a good job. Have you heard his name at all in the preseason? Have you heard him giving up sacks?
Preseason doesn't really matter to me, honestly.
You go against guys. I mean, listen, why then we're judging Broderick Jones off the preseason. Why does it matter with him?
But
it
doesn't matter with Dan Moore. Because he's playing right tackle, and I think that's the whole point. These guys were drafted to play left tackle, and their upside should be higher. And no disrespect to Dan Moore. Yeah. I mean, he's fought them off. He's done a good job given what he is. And I think he's a good swing guy if he could swing over to the other side. Yeah. I don't know that he can.
Well, let me tell you this. If they were better than Dan Moore Jr., they'd be starting right now. Plain and simple.
But
they're first-round draft picks, so they're not better than him.
That should be alarming then.
Absolutely, because the reality is if they drafted them to beat out Dan Moore Jr., listen, when they came into camp, those two were rotating at right tackle. They were rotating at right tackle. They go out and rotate with Dan Moore Jr.? No. So, I mean, obviously that he's better than they are right now. And
well,
there's
no question, but that should be alarming that you one guy you moved up in the draft to get in the first round, and the other guy you drafted, and you have two first round picks, and they can't beat out the guy that you drafted them to beat out.
Yeah, I don't think he's any kind of slouch. I think that Dan Moore Jr. has risen to the occasion every time they've drafted someone. He's a competitor, and when there's competition, it brings the best out of people, and it's brought the best out of him. But I don't want to get totally fixated on that. But you look at the rest of the line. You know, I really like Zach Frazier. I think it's going to take him a couple games to get up to the speed of the game. But I don't think he lacks in toughness. I don't think he lacks in the smarts of the game. I think he has everything and all the makeup that you need to have to be a top-notch center in the NFL. So I'm really excited there. And you'll see him make some mistakes in this first couple games, the first month of the season. But you'll see him grow. I think he's that kind of football player. Of course, you talk about James Daniel. And then over there, Broderick Jones, the right tackle. You know, again, we were under-impressed in the preseason. And, could it be that it was a lack of an ability to play that position? Or at times I felt like I noticed as I watched that there was an uninterest, a disinterest in what was going on. Kind of like almost like he felt like he'd already arrived.
Let me ask you this. If Faltano is ready to play –
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If he's ready to play and he starts at right tackle,
yeah,
does that mean Broderick Jones does not play?
There's a good chance of that. I just don't know how you sit down Dan Moore Jr. Maybe you rotate Broderick Jones over the left to see how he does, but Dan Moore Jr., I think, is playing pretty good football. I mean, if you're going to go out and you're going to say, this guy's going to go out in the market and make $1 zillion when he leaves here, that tells you he's a pretty good football player. Why would they're not just going to pay a guy.
Well, Hokie, then why do they keep drafting left tackles? Why not just sign Dan Moore to a monster deal and then go take all the other positions you need, like wide receiver, corner, et cetera, et cetera?
It's a great question. And Coach Tomlin says, listen, we're always trying to replace you. And I think they for some reason – aren't enamored with Dan Moore Jr., but they're enamored enough not to sit him down and put those guys in there. I don't know, man. It's just one of those narratives that I just, for some reason, just doesn't work out for me. That I just look at it and go, I don't know if this makes sense. I think that he's going to hold the fort down there unless he really falls on his face.
Well, if that's the case, then they're probably going to end up keeping him, which means they'll have a first-round pick not starting.
I think once he becomes a free agent, I think that they'll move them over. I don't know if they'll pay him $1 zillion. They got those two first round draft picks for the future. They don't want to pay him that kind of money. What's going to be interesting to me is when Fautanu becomes healthy. And we know that he practiced, this week limited. I really liked what I saw from Fautanu. I really liked his athletic ability. I thought he was really light on his feet. He moved well and did a good job in every situation. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out, and it's going to be one of the things that we'll all be watching and talking about week after week.
Well, I just know that I think if Dan Moore is over there, then that's going to make the right tackle position questionable at best, because yeah, those guys are not natural right tackles. They may be able to pick it up, but again, if you're going to base anything on a preseason, I thought both had trouble at right tackle. Yeah. We saw a limited amount of Fautanu, but we saw a couple of sacks. We saw the same with Broderick Jones, and to your point, it looked like he was just – either confused by it, not interested in it, whatever the case may be, that's not a good sign for right tackle, even if Dan Moore's okay at left tackle.
Yeah, it's concerning, absolutely. But I think now the regular season's coming in. Let's see what happens. If you remember when James Daniels first came to the Steelers, he struggled in the preseason. You guys remember that? And he said, guys, it's a preseason. I don't make my money in the preseason.
Yeah, I remember that.
I make my money in the regular season. Let's see what happens this Sunday against the Falcons. right? If he continues to play this way, Broderick Jones, then we got to be concerned. But if you remember last year, guys, when he came into the season and he finally came into the lineup and they made him a regular starter, the personality of this offensive line completely changed. And I expect that to be the same thing. Unfortunately, you don't want a guy to come out and be uninterested in the preseason. But if he comes out and has a different demeanor and his play is different in the regular season, then I think we'll see that he's the guy they thought he was.
Just to belabor the point here, because honestly, I think this is a huge issue going into game one and going into this season. If Broderick Jones is out there, based on what we saw in the preseason, I don't know if he's hurt or what, but if I'm the defensive coordinator, I'm circling him as somebody to attack. From your analysis, what's the problem here? He didn't just not play well. He got tossed around by an average pass rusher in the Buffalo game. Is he hurt? Is it technique? What is it with him?
Well, I think he's nursing an injury. Everybody knows he has that big brace on his elbow, on his right arm. But I think some of it was technique. If you watch those plays, he was high. He gave him his chest. He didn't have, you know, and so it was kind of a laxed behavior. So that's why I think you're going to see a difference come week one. I think he has a lot to prove. I'm sure now he wants to go out and show everybody that he can play. And so, but if you ask me what went wrong, it was all of the above. I think that maybe a little bit banged up, and so he hasn't been able to get the reps. Some guys are reps guys, where you go out and you play, and you just need a lot of reps and practice. And so his timing wasn't down, his technique wasn't right, and you'll see a difference in the regular season. But again, I go back to this whole idea, guys, that the preseason really now, very few guys plays. They don't get a lot of reps like they used to, and preseason is going to bleed into the first few weeks of September.
And that's not a good thing.
No, I think it's terrible, because what happens is you end up losing games.
Especially in this schedule, the way it is.
Yeah, yeah, especially when it's heavy, heavy back end. And I just think that what we see the first few weeks of the season isn't going to be who we're going to see in week 6, 7, 8.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of the problem, though, I think, is early in the season you have a number of games that, you know, you're trying you theoretically think you should be able to win. You want to compile a lot of wins, because the second half of the season gets rough.
Heavy.
That's kind of the issue, I think, in many ways.
Paul, I mean, how often do we sit here in December and say, doggone, if they would have won a game in week two, if they would have beat the Raiders, if they would have beat the Jags, you know, something like that, we'd be in the playoffs right now. Or we wouldn't be counting on someone else to lose so we can get in. These games are important. There's only 17 games. Every game, it's not like you have 82 games or you have 160-plus games. You got 17 games, and I know it's stretched over 4 months, but every game counts.
Yeah, no question about it.
Especially now, the beginning, as you said, if there's sloppy play at the beginning and they find themselves, let's say, you know, 1-3 after four, even 2-2, I think you would want them to start 3-1 and get ahead up on this kind of schedule.
Sure. The reality is everybody's done it, right? Like, the Lions didn't play their starters the whole preseason. So everybody's doing it. So it's going to be sloppy football for the first month. It's who plays the sloppiest is going to be the ones that don't do the best.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds.
I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.